Very good morning to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the briefing for our Cameron Highland 90 retreat, which will be conducted next month. So today is 16th of February, 2019, Saturday. We shall have the briefing to prepare you all so that you can benefit better from the retreat. So before we start the briefing, what we'll do is we'll have a very simple puja. I will get my wife to light the candle. Hong. Okay. Can we have six new people to light the candle? Joseph, you, Madam Ho, and Lei Hong. Anna seldom come. And Vincent, six of you come. Help to light the candle. The lighters are here. Yeah, pass to them. Pass to them. Candle and incense, yeah. There are three more here. Put it over the other side. Hong Ah. There's the candle. It's okay. You get the... the candle hand.
This color.
There is one more.
No.
Oh, that one throw away. Enough, everybody lighter. Come. Pass the candle to me. Come. Yeah. No need. 你点了吗? 你还没有点? 点了不用? 点了就不用. Yeah. Come. Yeah, sadhu. Yeah, come. Put the whole thing, no problem. Just leave it. Can. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Okay, what we will do is we will just have a simple puja. We will not do the normal long puja. We will offer all the offering together. Sadhu. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay. Then now. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu. The two lotus are from Joyce. They are very nicely done up, but they are not real lotus flower. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So together, we shall all offer all this requisite and offerings. Then we already rejoice. Now we compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya. Then mindfully, we shall do the simple puja. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Guansuying Pusa. Namo Guansuying Pusa. Namo Guansuying Pusa. Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Milafo, Namo Milafo, Namo Milafo, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Dizhang Wang Pusa, Namo Dizhang Wang Pusa, Namo Dizhang Wang Pusa. Then Namo for Pusa, Namo for Pusa, Namo for Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava, Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, now we will chant the Vandana from page 1 onward of the chanting book. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adina dana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Sura meraya majapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we pay respect Triple Gem. Buddhang pujami. Dhammang pujami. Sanghang pujami. Okay, you can be seated. Then we shall officially commence our Cameron Highland retreat briefing. We will start with the logistic aspect and the things to bring. I will get maybe Sui An and Padmasuri to brief you all. So, Sui An, you want to brief the logistic first? Yeah, get the mic. That mic. Then in front of you, there's a retreat program. Each and every one of you must have the retreat program. Then there is also a chanting book in front. If you don't have one yourself, you can take this copy that you have in front of you. Then there is another retreat version, chanting book. This version is with the ring file at the side. If you don't have, you can collect it from me. We still have a lot. Anybody don't have? Yeah, everybody has this retreat program. Very good. Then we have this Bodhisattva vow, the yellow card. You also can collect, take one. Then what you need is these two books. Cultivating the Bodhisattva vow, the Bodhisattva way, and this Heart Sutta book. Yeah? This Heart Sutta is the main one. We will use this the most. Yeah. If you don't have, you let me know. We still have quite a bit. Then this new book, Five Aggregates of Form and Mind, you also have to bring along. It's a very useful book. Okay, with this, I hand over to Suyan. We let Suyan brief you on the logistics. Then later on, Padmasuri will brief you on the things to bring and duties and all those things. Okay. After that, I will go through the program you all. Okay.
Yeah, very good morning, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. This year we have roughly about 40 people participating in the retreat, partly because a lot of people are away on India pilgrimage, so by the time come back, there's hardly any time. So out of the 40, I just did a tabulation roughly, about only 12 men, as usual, less men, and then about 28 or 27 ladies, so always more ladies than men. As for the transportation, typically I've already booked a bus, which is what we always do. So the bus will pick up, first pickup is from SJBA on the morning of Friday, the 15th of March. So it's supposed to be 7:20, and then it'll be here, Brother Teo's house, 7:50 to pick up the rest. But when I did a tabulation, there's only 14 people left because most people want to drive. So I was just discussing with Brother Teo whether we really need the bus or we try to get people to carpool, in which case then we don't have the bus. And that gives a bit of flexibility in the sense that we can stop wherever we want for lunch. And we don't have to rush. So we'll sort that out and we'll keep you informed. The main thing is we'll make sure that there's enough cars to go up and enough transport to go up and enough transport to come down. So that's one. The other thing is there's only a handful of you that are going for the first time. I think Joseph is one. And who else is new? First time going? So you have decided to go or going? Not sure. Okay. All right. The main thing to be careful in Cameron is it can be quite cold at night. So it can drop to, typically in March, 16, 15, 14, there are occasions when it's 14. And then with a bit of wind, it can be quite cold.
Daytime
is very nice. Daytime is
normal aircon temperature.
So very nice. Make sure you have enough clothing with you, because once you catch cold, because you are in a shed room, you spread to somebody, somebody spread to somebody, then everybody will be sick. So make sure you have enough clothing.
The Uniqlo heat tech will be enough.
Very useful.
You at least have that. Then some warm clothing over. No problem. No, later. Later. Padmasuri will discuss it. So the 14 of us that is supposed to go on the bus, if there is no bus, so Suyan will make the arrangement. But you are leaving when? India.
Next week, Thursday. But I'll be back in time. So
You can still arrange. Okay. If Kayanmita can drive, I was told by Suyan, Jin Hao already volunteered. So
that van can take two or three cars. Because every time we use a bus, we have no transport. So once we arrive at temple, we are in the temple. We cannot go out. Cameron, one of the nice things to do is to go and eat a steamboat or something. It's nice and cool. So if you drive, we have some flexibility. Then we can make arrangement for the food. There's a very nice steamboat restaurant just outside of the... I'll pass the word to Padmasuri first, and I'll come back afterwards.
The logistic part, I think we will have to time it. So based on my program is the bus. So the bus timing will be a guide for those who are driving up on your own. Okay, you have to reach there by 12:30 is the best.
Yeah,
so that you can settle down, we can allocate you the room. Then those who already been there before, you know what to do. Those new ones, we will brief them on where the toilet is, where the meditation hall is, and what are the things within the vicinity of the way place that you can go and pay respect, then do whatever cultivation you want later on. Then we will normally meet up with the abbot, or they call the Tangjia, the person who is in charge. He's a very good monk. So normally we pay our respect if he's there. Then you can have your lunch. The lunch will be provided on that day itself. So normally after lunch you still have about half an hour to 45 minutes to clean up if you need to. Otherwise you just change into your retreat clothing. Then you can attend the main retreat program, which will start at 2 something, I think. You check the program, 2 o'clock or 2:15, I forgot already. So basically, the logistic part is just that. Then maybe like Sian say, we will pass to Padmasuri to brief you on the things to bring. The books I already brief you, so if you don't have, later on, you can ask from us at the retreat there. Then I may have to arrange with the person who take me up. I think better arrange Jin Hao if Jin Hao is driving. So that the books, I will ask him to bring up the books. I know, that is on your side. My side also, I have some. Oh, two of them. Okay. Then I will do some here. So yeah, I got some books which are important, which we need to bring up. Okay. Now I because here I want to clear them too, because it's quite a lot. So at least we bring it up, then people can collect them. Then the balance, maybe we can leave some at the Cameron Highlands Sampo Temple. They have free distribution area. We can leave it there. So that people can also collect them. Okay.
One last thing. There are not many on the bus, but I have to mention this. On the last day going back, which is 23rd on a Saturday, 23rd of March, Saturday, typically after lunch, after breakfast, we leave. Right. What happens is the bus that is taking us is actually coming from KL. So the bus goes from KL to Cameron, pick us, and then come back to KL. So what has happened is that every year, we ended up during the school holiday, and it's a massive jam in Cameron. And last year, the bus supposed to arrive at 9 a.m. It arrived at 1 p.m. So by the time it fetches, we are not sure whether we are supposed to eat lunch or not eat lunch, because we are also not sure what time the bus arrives. The bus keeps saying, oh, I'm very near already, I'm at Tanarata, but the last 3 kilometers took him like 2-3 hours. So in a way, if you're traveling from Cameron down to KL, it's easy, but from KL to Cameron and back, then there's a jam.
But last year also, blessing in disguise, because of that, we managed to have time to discuss the Dhamma there. Then the other thing also, we canceled that visit to Mangala Lodge. Because it's all meant to be. Otherwise, you will get into trouble. Then we had our lunch also. It was a nice place, but not the one that they planned. Halfway through, I think, somewhere we stopped by. And the restaurant, Tapa, the restaurant turned out to be good. I remember along the road. Okay, yeah, Sadhu. So now you listen to Padmasuri. He'll brief you on the things to bring, and the duty list and all those things. Come, no problem. Come.
Good morning, and Sukhito.
Sadhu.
To Bratio, Mrs. Teo, and all Kayanamitas.
You make sure you have the program, everything. Is in front. You check,
about
you don't have
things
here.
To bring, I think afterwards I will list down on the whiteboard, then we snap, and then we put in the WhatsApp.
Easier
to help you to pack. I think mainly is books that Brother Teo mentions. Personal medication is very important, and warm clothing, comfortable warm clothing. There are a lot of cushions there, but if you have your own favorite cushions, please bring along. And I would like to No washing at all. No washing is allowed at all. No washing.
During the retreat, you are not supposed to do your own washing because the temple cannot cope with so many of these washing because it mess up the whole area. So we try to comply. Previously, there were 1 or 2 years where they go and wash. Then everything was, I think, it created some problem. Then the feedback came back. Then we decided not to do the washing. But it's meant for them, the clothes lines. The temple already have their own washing and all those things. So together with the retreat, that time we have almost 60 of us. So it can actually give some form of inconvenience. So we need to be sensitive. Then we have to respect the temple management who has so kindly allowed us to use the Hui place for so many years. They actually like us. They know we are serious cultivator. Then their food is very good, you don't worry. The vegetarian food, you won't get bored. For 9 days, you will enjoy the food. Yeah, it's different. It's really organic and very, very well done. So food, you don't worry. Drinks also, you don't worry. We have them. Then our Kayanamita Fund, this year we will donate more. Then in future, we will try to reduce the cost for participants because we have the Kayanamita Fund that can actually help us to reduce the cost. Then maybe this year we will ask them to buy more fruits for you all. Fruits are important. Okay, yeah, oh, sorry, you can continue.
Okay, I think before we decide to drive up, that this is a present situation in the temple now. They are renovating the car park, so parking may be a problem. So if we all drive up, we may have to park outside. Outside, away from the renovation place. That is one. And I have discussed with our main, we have a full-time helper, and Chow. I have discussed with her yesterday. And actually, from the past experience, these are the few things that I tell the don'ts first, because I think it's very important. Yeah. Number one, do not go into the kitchen area to look at what they cook and what the nuns and the monk, the sangha, eats. No, there is an area special allocated for them. And do not enter that place. That is what Anne has told me, emphasize. That one. Then there is one table, single table, inside the kitchen that do not use that table. This one is for those five preceptor, because they have allocated the five preceptor area for us. Okay. That is one. And another thing is, okay, I will go to the duty first. Okay, I allocate the duty according to as a whole from what I see for the needs of everybody, and is not about the lights and do not light of individual. Because I cannot cater.
Yeah, you just assign. Don't worry.
I have
you
to
just
cater
assign,
because
yeah.
I have to cater for those needy ones.
No, the elderly one,
yes,
you can try to relieve them from doing anything unless they volunteer. Otherwise, don't put them in.
And we are very short of hands. We are very short of hands this time because we have 40s and we have many, many coming in late and some of us leaving early. I think less than half is on full retreat, about 20.
Yeah.
So those leaders for each group are those full retreat. So in every group, there will be members who leave early and there will be members who will join late.
Yeah.
So please work together and cover up for each other. That's what I would like to say.
I think it's not a problem because when the retreat participant is about 40, it's just nice, not too big a group. Then those on duty, quite easy. Toilet also not so dirty, so you don't have to clean so thoroughly. So you accord and flow. But the meditation hall place, those who are on duty, you can actually clean it up. But you can do it quite fast if the participant, the yogi, help. Means every time after that sitting, that half session, you make sure your cushion, everything, you move it to the side so that the space is clear. Then they clean it up. Then when you come back, you move your thing back. Like that, it will help them. Otherwise, they have to pack the cushion. Then all will be mixed up again. So you make sure your own cushion, you separate it. Then after they clean up, then you move them back. That will help. Okay.
Actually, the duty is also a form of cultivation for us. And it's a way that it's a way of dana that we help out the temple.
So you do with joy, do with understanding, then it is a meritorious action because this is service provided to the Buddhist community, to the yogi, and also to yourself because you are part of the participant. And when you do it mindfully, it is a way of cultivation. Then when you have good understanding of what you are doing, you do with joy, you do with faith and understanding, and that one will help you. Then through what you do, you can receive a lot of wholesomeness. That's why don't underestimate the duty. Right duty is one of the prerequisite for progress in Dhamma. If you don't have this heart that understand that when you do your duty well, the nature's law will reward you. Like washing toilet, some people don't like. You say, "Ayo, what am I to do here? I come for retreat. They ask me to wash toilet." So you have this type of negative thought, then it defeats the purpose of cultivation. Means you don't understand. Washing this type of toilet is very good because the toilet are very clean, and the toilet are the place where we use every day. So if we don't maintain some cleanliness, it only affects the user. Then it also reflect upon us, because as cultivator, if we cannot keep the place clean when it comes to cultivation, I don't think you can keep your mind virtuous and clean too, because you don't take all this seriously. But when you are meticulous, means inwardly your mind also have that type of discipline, have that type of cultivation. Means outwardly you can maintain it well, means you understand the importance of orderliness, the importance of what they call heedfulness. When you are heedful, you do things well. You don't have to be like very perfect or very ideal. No, that is not the correct way. The middle path means you do it to the level where it's good enough, sufficient for hygiene and other things. And that is what cultivation is all about. Not to do everything until very idealistic. And then you become miserable. Because in this world, very few people can develop ideal needs. When you want everything to be perfect, you will have problems. Because the world is never a perfect world. The world is the way it is. Condition like that, things will be like that. So you have to act on and flow. When situation is such, don't go and like go against it. No, you have to be sensitive. Sensitive is not just flexible. Sensitive means you consider with wisdom why this thing cannot be like rigidly forced or enforced or pushed through. Then you got problem or situation that you don't understand, you can ask the committee member. They can advise you where they have been there before. And the temple people are very good. They are very nice people. So as a sign of respect, I remember they always say, you at least fold your palm and acknowledge them when you meet them. You can sadhu, which is our way. And they will use their Mahayana way, Amitabha. So you have to understand all this, what they call culture of different tradition, so that you grow in wisdom, grow in your understanding. Then when you have the cultivation, your face is very radiant, very calm, very peaceful. So all this will come in. So duty is actually a good thing. It will make you a better cultivator. So you can have this understanding, then no problem. Okay, I'll let Paramasuri continue.
Okay, so I just go through the duties so that everybody know what is need to be done. Okay, I think way before we start the retreat, like last year, Brother Sri An already started his duty for this retreat by fixing the dates and everything. And so our registration, payment and transport is under Brother Sri An. Temple, meals, accommodation, booking is under myself and Brother Sri An. Setting up, cleaning up the meditation hall before and after retreat, Brother Song, Tiong, Paramasuri and Chingyap. Lei Hong will be with us on that morning. So we will start here by 5:30 and then we shall be reaching there about 10. So by the time the group reach about 12:30, so the place, the meditation hall should be ready and the meal area should be ready. Okay?
They will also arrange for the altar arrangement and offering. We will have a special puja.
And for rooming, we cannot decide anything because I will not get the room until I'm there.
Yeah, that one is no problem. Quite easy.
So the PA system and audio recording will be under Tune, Chin Hao and Sui An.
Yeah.
Flowers, author, myself and Mrs. Steele. Yeah. Contemplation before meals. The card will be ready and we will leave the card on the table.
Yeah, dining area.
At the dining area. Yeah. And chanting, when Sister MB is there, she will help us. And if she's not there, Brother Teo will lead us.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, the most critical part is the kitchen and the toilet. So the kitchen, Anne Chow will be there. She will in charge of. She will be the person who overall in charge. And I have assigned this Alicia to in charge of breakfast. Elsie to in charge of lunch. And Sister Lee Hoon to in charge of the washing up after meals. So we will try to get two helpers to wash up.
We will try very hard to get
two helpers to help us to do the washing up after meals.
So I think no problem. You tell them we are willing to pay them. Pay them more also, never mind.
So the preparation before meals, your duties include cutting foods, setting up the tables, and arranging the food. So Anne Chow will tell you what food to bring out. So before that, any food dana, please go through Anne Chow, myself, or Sui An. This is to avoid wastage. Because Anne Chow, she is actually chief chef. What is the combination of food she should set. So this year I'm going to actually for normal retreat they will have three dishes and one soup. But I realize that it's not enough for us. So I'll try to request for four dishes and one soup for our main food. And if they are danas, then we will top up. So there should be sufficient food. And Anne Chow and Yingku is a very good planner. So they are very good in planning the food. So usually we won't have repetition of food. The dishes sometimes Fa Chan Shi also will join in to cook some dishes for us. So the food wise is really very nice. Should be very nice. Okay, then the arranging of food, and then after that, so those who in charge of breakfast, you need to go down to the dining hall to meet your leader half an hour before the meals. Breakfast and lunch. So if you go down for breakfast, you don't have to go down for lunch. That's why I separated breakfast and lunch. So everybody practically duty once a day.
So easier that way.
So those who are in taking charge of meals, I don't involve you in two duties or three duties. So you have only one duties. Then for cleaning up, Sister Lee Hoon, and we have two helpers. Those in cleaning up, I put all in one group, so it's up to Sister Lee Hoon to divide you into breakfast and
lunch.
Lunch. Yeah. So those cleaning up, you only help to bring in the extra food and pass it to N.
Yeah.
And N child will know what to do with the extra food.
Mm.
And in case you do not have enough, you come and whisper to us, myself or N, so that we can tambah. Just whisper. That's what.
Yeah.
That is so you have to bring in, and you have the table, the those yogi on that table, you have to take care of the table, wipe the table, and bring in, you have to wipe your own bowls with the tissue paper provided and put in the proper bucket provided.
Yeah.
Then you will send in, the helper will help to wash.
Mm.
And this for this one, we will help as far as we can. We agak-agak. The rest, kuite we pao mei. They will chap mei for us. So do not stress up yourself if you are assigned to this section.
Mm.
Do not stress up yourself if you think you it's more or less time already. You need to go and take shower. More or less, the helper can handle. So you just leave the place.
Yeah.
For all duties, we try our best. We just do our best.
I think it's quite fast, that one, no problem. Yeah, everyone that eat, after you finish, you make sure you use the tissue to wipe it clean.
And for
then all this bowl, they collect, then the person bring it in, then we got people to help you to wash. So it's quite fast, and you only have to in charge of your table. Yeah.
And for dinner, those five preceptors, you have to wash your own plates.
Yeah.
And you have to take care of the table, clean up the table, push in the benches,
the
benches that you sit, because sometimes after our meal, the monks, the sangha, they will come and sit at the same place that we eat. So take care of that place. And those people who in charge, at the moment, I couldn't find, I haven't know who
is my preceptor.
I will allocate two persons just to sweep the floor and to make sure everything is in place. And all the bowls, chopsticks that you use are in proper place, and you drain dry or you dry it. That is for dinner.
Mm.
Okay, and cleaning up the shrine hall. The shrine hall floor is wood. So
timber flooring.
Yes, wood flooring. So Fa Chan Si do not prefer us to mop it every day.
Yeah.
Usually he will clean up for us before we go.
Yeah.
But we need to clean up Before
we leave.
We leave.
That one is very important. That one is not a problem. That last day one, you got a lot of time. We can handle it. Then in between is sweeping.
In between is sweeping.
We have the hair. A lot of hair will drop.
And if you really feel sticky, maybe in between you can mop once. When there are many people, members, especially during the changing time, many members are around, maybe you can mop once. The same thing to the shrine, the corridors also we need not mop
sweep
every day.
Sweep.
Unless it is very dirty.
Yeah.
Then we mop.
Yeah. Then your shoe must put on the rack. There is a two rack, right and left. You go there before you enter the meditation hall. You have to put your shoe on the rack. But don't leave it on the corridor outside the meditation hall.
Yes, inside the cupboard. And when you close the cupboard, because the hinge is not so good already.
Never mind. That one, they know how to adjust.
Don't bang the cupboard.
They know how to adjust. Do it gently.
Fa Chan Si is very particular. He doesn't want to see shoes lying around. So all the shoes has to be in the shoe cupboard.
There are rules and regulations that they told us. So we have to comply. Because we are using people's way place. So we have to respect their way place.
And for cleaning the ladies' toilet upstairs, actually the ladies' toilets upstairs, they are all together 8 cubicles. So there are two person. I allocated two full-time retreat and two part-time. So you have to divide.
If every one of us use the toilet with understanding, it will not be dirty, I tell you. You need to flush, you flush. Then there is hot water. You don't worry, when you take your bath, there is hot water. It's actually very comfortable now. Last time during the early day, when I was there in the 80s, early 80s, I tell you, the flooring is just cement rendering. Then the water you use for your bath, really chill and cold from the mountain. So now you have proper hot water, proper pipe water, and you also have a lot of renovated amenity. The plumbing all they redo for us, which is very good. So now the retreat place is very conducive. You no longer have to face the harsh weather. Like at night, they have blanket actually, but their blanket is not warm enough. If it's at night, when the temperature drop to about 15 to 16 degrees, which is normally middle of the night, then you must have your long john or heat tech. Then enough, no problem. And of course, you need what they call another layer of warm clothing. You wear it, then you put the blanket. It's quite comfortable, warm. But if you have this, what they call the one that you can go inside on, what you call that? Sleeping bag. That is the best. You go in, you feel warm. So sleeping bag is useful for those who are scared of cold. Okay,
and ladies, do not leave any of your belongings inside the toilets, whether to brush or whatever.
You have to bring it
sometimes
out.
Sometimes maybe that toilet will be occupied by others and you need your things inside. So all your things should be with you.
Then the basin, especially the wash basin where you brush your teeth, you better clean it up if you can, so that you help others not to have to spend time cleaning all the basin. You can do it maybe on alternate day. For one day it's okay. Then second day, if it's dirty, you clean it up. It's very fast. You only do your own basin. No need to do others. So if everybody keep to that, then the toilet is very clean. I notice the men toilet hardly any cleaning. It's always very clean. So then those who have their own toilet in their own room, there's only one, of course. You have to share. You also make sure you keep it clean. Then before you leave, your whole room, you better make sure you sweep it, then mop it one more time. Then leave it back in the same condition as when they leave it to you, give it to you, because they will clean out everything. Then the pillowcase, only the pillowcase, you have to take it out and fold to show them that this bed has been used. Then the rest they will do. So then the basket where you throw your thing, you have to clear it. Every 3-4 days you clear it. Then on the last day again clear it. Then it will be very orderly. Okay, anything else?
Okay, the toilet downstairs, for ladies, you may not have enough toilets in your room, and you can use the toilet downstairs. There's a row of toilet downstairs behind the kitchen. Okay, for those toilets, if you use, you clean it after you use. We only clean those toilets that we use, because I think the whole row there were 10 to 12 toilets there. So we use it, we can use, but we have to clean after we use. That is one. And then the gents' toilet upstairs, that one no problem. And cleaning the corridor, I have explained just now. We don't have to mop every day, we just sweep. And beverage station. When we use the beverage station, make sure we don't spill the powder, because it's sweet and it attracts ants. And all the mugs will be there. Make sure we wash the mugs. There's a basin for us to wash the mugs, but not the plates, and not for us to wash our mouth. It's only for washing hands and the mugs. So after using the mugs, wash, especially the rim. Ladies with the lipsticks and all that, wash it. Make sure it is clean, then only we put back so that others can use. That is about the beverage. A drinking bottle, Jin Hao will help us to carry up. And a senior citizen, Yun Chan and Karen Ong will help us to take care of them. And the room leaders, I can assign only we get the room later.
Yeah.
And I cannot announce the duties today because there are still some members coming in.
No problem. You prepare the duty list on your own. Huh? Then you just assign it on that day. Then people will just follow.
I will WhatsApp
put it in the WhatsApp.
When it is complete and when the number of yogis settle down.
Yeah.
But for sure, in every group, there will be the members will be there will be some members who need to leave early, and there will be some will come in later. So please cover up, and members, please go and see your leaders because it's very difficult for the leaders to look for you, and go to your workstation on time. I think that's about all.
If you wish
to donate Dana any food, please remember to approach Brother Sui An, myself, or An Chow, so that we can make the arrangement so that we won't get mad a lot of food one day and another day we get less food and no wastage.
Yeah.
Just to avoid wastage of food.
Mm. Okay. Maybe I will brief you a little bit on what the Kayan Bhutan Fund will do. This year, because we receive more donation and support for our Kayan Bhutan Fund, we will donate more towards the retreat Common Pool Fund. Kayan Bhutan Fund will donate 4,000 ringgit this year for our retreat Common Pool Fund. And this one comes from all Kayan Bhutan, so that you get to partake in the whole of the retreat's wholesomeness. Then, out of this 4,000, we will allocate some money to sponsor the retreat meals. 2 meals will be taken up by Kayan Bhutan Fund. So I leave it to Sui An to choose which day. Then we will also try to sponsor the last day, your lunch, when we are out. I don't know where you will have lunch. So this year maybe Sui An. Where is Sui An? Are you going to contact Brother Ko? Timing a bit difficult. I leave it to you. So if not, then we will sponsor the lunch. We decide where we want to eat. Then the Kayan Bhutan Fund will sponsor the lunch. So it's about time Kayan Bhutan Fund do some wholesomeness back towards all those who participate at the retreat. So it's a very wholesome thing to offer lunch dana to all the yogi after their retreat. So we will do that. Then apart from that, the Kayan Bhutan Fund can also help reduce the cost of other things. Then for other meals, if you want to sponsor, you have to check with Sui An Pamas Radio. They will have everyday breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So how much per meal, you check with Sui An. But all this money will go into the common pool. So these are like surplus that will come out of the... Because what you pay, the full retreat, 320, is it? 350, huh? It's supposed to be for transport and what they call meals, mainly meals. But they let us use the place, lodging free, water, utility all free. So it's our duty to support back the temple. We will make a normally quite a big offering back to the temple, the Sampo temple. Every year, I think we donate back at least 8,000 to 10,000 or whatever, depend on what surplus we have. Then all these are very wholesome because the temple actually use that money very well. They maintain the facility for you. Then all these way place that they have developed, they are very conducive. Then they have a lot of very good program too. So when you donate to the temple, whatever the temple do or the wholesomeness, you get to partake. Then it also support their sangha and all those things. So these are the wholesomeness alone you cannot do. Yeah. But because as a group going for retreat, we have a common pool fund, we can do all this. Yeah. Then we will also donate some surplus money for other good causes, depending on what the situation is and Kalyamita's suggestion and other things. Sometimes we also donate back to, like last year, I think we donate to a few temples, even the Klang Sumeru or Wu Ping Ching Se and all those things. So these are the things we will do. But on the last day, the account, everything will be done up by Suyan. Then we will brief you. Then you can rejoice. We can now also rejoice for what our Kalyamita Fund is going to do. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, anything else? If there is no more, then I will go into the program briefing. Okay, turn to your program page. So what you need to bring along is just these few books. The chanting book. If you don't have, you should collect the one in front of you. Because we are going to do a reprint later on. So this chanting book you can take. Actually, no problem. Then, retreat chanting book is with the ring found at the side. Also same image, but with the ring binding. So you make sure you have a copy too. If you don't have, the red bag still got. You can collect them. Then the chanting card for the Bodhisattva Way vows, this copy. If you don't have, you take a copy. We will also bring some up for those who come from our station. Then the main books are these two books, the Heart Sutta, which is this book. You make sure you have a copy. If you don't have, you can ask from me. This Heart Sutta. This is the main reference book that we are going to use. Then this blue book, the Cultivating the Bodhisattva Way, also useful. We will be going through it too. Then this year there is a new book, The Five Degrees of Form and Mind. You bring this along and you read it on your own. I may go through it if I got the time, if I have the time. Okay. Now we can go into the program proper. Okay. Yeah.
Take a picture.
Yes. Yeah. The whole thing. Yeah. Okay. Meditation retreat at Mahayana Triple Gem Temple, Brinchang, Cameron Highland. From 15th of March, Friday, to 23rd of March, Saturday. Oh, should be 2019. I forgot to change the date. You make a note. 2019. Sorry. Yeah. So this one is 2019. Introduction. This meditation retreat caters for all participants who may be from different background or Buddhist tradition, with varying meditation experiences. The emphasis here is on the understanding of the Buddha Dhamma and the meditation as taught by the Buddha, instead of focusing on methods and techniques of meditation. This program was prepared to allow the participants to settle down slowly into the retreat proper via a less stringent first session, where more Dhamma understanding will be emphasized, followed by a more stringent second session from 19th of March to 23rd of March, where noble silence, heedfulness, and the meditative training and actual cultivation will be emphasized. So from 19 onward, that last 4 days, you will have full retreat condition to develop the real meditation. Because when you go into continuous mindfulness, your meditation will progress and you will develop transformation. And this one is very important. When you start to maintain noble silence, means not even chattering. So here, noble silence is not just verbal silence. When you don't talk, there is keep quiet. There is not noble silence. Noble silence is when not only you don't talk, your mind inside don't chatter also. Don't have any movement of thought and all those things. It's just aware, silent, no movement, nothing. It's just aware. Then when you need to use it, use it. Otherwise, most of the time, you're just silent. Then from there, you can cultivate Noble Eightfold Path using that daily mindfulness, the stability of mindfulness, that noble silence. And when you do it, it becomes heedfulness. And this is the meditative training. Then this is the one that can lead to sati sampajana, means mindfulness and clear comprehension of all action, all movement in the present moment. So you can develop that, you will be ready to cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness. Means according to Avijja Sutta, you have reached actually the eighth step, the 7 to 8 step. The first four step is very easy. As Kayanamita, we have them, most of you. It's only to what extent. The first one is to have Kayanamitas. When we have Kayanamitas, we will have the condition to listen to the true Dhamma. So listen to the listening to the true Dhamma is the second step. So after you listen to the true Dhamma, you develop faith. You develop confidence in the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha. And this is the condition for you to develop yoniso manasikara, or wise attention, or wisdom at the moment of sense experience. Whereas you listen to the Dhamma, you develop the faith, the saddha, the virya, then you straighten your view. Then you do the first turning, the second turning, wisdom. Then you develop initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara. Then after that, you are ready to cultivate daily mindfulness and clear comprehension, which is the fifth step. So once you have this developed, daily mindfulness and clear comprehension, very stable. Once you have this done, then your sense restraint is there. Because by then, you will be very different. Your mindfulness can allow you to see your subtle mental intention, your evil roots, your whatever defilements. That's why you can apply the four right effort after that. Then when the four right effort is there, you will be able to have sense restraint. So having sense restraint is the sixth step. Then when you have sense restraint, you will automatically have the three way of right conduct or good conduct. Means you will never violate the Noble Eightfold Path factor of right thought, right speech and right action. When you can do that, means your initial wisdom together with your daily mindfulness has created the condition for you to be ready to cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness. That's why step 7 is the cultivation of the four foundation of mindfulness. The 8th one. The 7th one is the three way of good conduct. Then after that, you will progress very fast because your mindfulness, your daily mindfulness, sati sampajana, already very stable. Your initial wisdom already there. Your mind already very quiet. Most of the time, it doesn't think like normal. That's why if you want to cultivate four foundation of mindfulness, the Buddha said in the opening statement, after overcoming covetousness and greed. So without the initial wisdom and the daily mindfulness and the three way of right conduct born of sense restraint, you cannot overcome covetousness and grief, the initial wisdom. But because you have done them, you are ready to cultivate four foundation of mindfulness. Then you will understand four foundation of mindfulness very easily. Then as you progress, the seven factor of enlightenment keep on arising. Then you know you are on the right path. Otherwise, you are not on the right path. If you meditate, then hardly any factor of enlightenment. You make sure you go and check your cultivation. That is definitely the wrong way. If it's the correct way, the factors of enlightenment keep on arising, the seven factors of enlightenment, then that is the number nine steps. Then when the factors of enlightenment arise, you will awaken, which is the last step. Avijja, ignorance, will be rooted out. Then once the direct seeing, the awakening happens, you will develop true knowledge of vijja leading to enlightenment in the here and the now. So that's how the 10 step of the Avijja Sutta take place. So this is a very important understanding. Okay, then we go to the next part. The main purpose and intent. You have to go back and read through this so that you know why you are there doing the retreat. The first main intent or purpose is to understand and realize the noble teaching of Lord Buddha. So this one, you have to reflect, contemplate. They call it pariyatti, the phase one of learning the teaching. So this one, don't be foolish by thinking that, oh, I know the Four Noble Truths, I know the teaching already. No. To understand and realize the noble teaching of Lord Buddha is not easy. You need to be very sincere. That's why we are sincerely cultivating the much needed heedfulness or appamada, as emphasized by the Buddha via his Dhammapada verses 183, 21, 22, and 23, and his final advice, appamadena sampadeta, before his parinibbana. Means drive on with heedfulness. Because according to the Buddha, the moment you are heedful, you are destined for enlightenment. Dhammapada verse 21 confirm it. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Whereas if you cannot develop heedfulness, the heedless are as if dead. And heedlessness is the path to the dead. Spiritually, you are dead. You don't have a chance. So the first main intent is very important. You are there to train your mind to be heedful, to develop this quality. And to be heedful, you must be ever mindful. Then use it to cultivate noble eightfold path, which is constantly meditative. The second purpose and intent is to train ourselves during the meditation retreat to develop a very stable daily mindfulness. Means the silent mind with inner awareness leading to heedfulness from the moment we commence our retreat. To diligently maintain noble silence of mind and speech during the retreat duration, to cultivate sati sampajana, mindfulness and clear comprehension of sincerity of purpose, domain of meditation, suitability and non-delusion as a sign of our respect for the way place. So all this is what you really need to do. And when you do this, the 6, 7, and 8 step, they will all fall into place. Then after that, number 3, you have to learn to be at ease. Means naturally at ease. Don't be like very serious. Too serious, no point, that is not meditation. Your face is so serious, people look at you so scared. That is not a cultivator, understand? You have to be at ease, means naturally peaceful, naturally full of love, metta, and full of compassion, full of understanding. You must have good personality, demeanor, helpful, sincere, kind, thoughtful, generous. Generosity can come in many ways. Not necessarily you must give materialistic offering. You can just rejoice. Radiate love and metta. That is generosity. Then being kind to help people is a very generous way of expressing yourself. So all these are very useful. So learn to relax naturally. Learn to be at ease. Naturally relax and aware via heedfulness most of the time. Always move, speak and act naturally, but with inner awareness throughout the day to stabilize your five spiritual faculty until they become very stable and unshakable. Means your sadha, virya, sati, samadhi and panya. Once you have the faith, sadha, it will drive you to cultivate. Your virya will be there, where you see the importance of this teaching and your faith is so strong. Because you know this is so beautiful and this is so important. Then when the virya come, your sati will be there. And when sati stabilize, samadhi is automatically there. With sati and samadhi, wisdom will arise. That's why your five spiritual faculty fall into place very fast. Then when you sit, there is no mental hindrance. That's why in this retreat, very easy to train your mind to be quiet, to be peaceful, to be silent, still. That's how you progress until your mind enters sati. Then you realize the true mind, which is pasati, the meditative mind. So this is what you're supposed to develop. Then number four, with the stable daily mindfulness or awareness, use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path via constant creative contemplation, reflection and inquiry into the Four Noble Truths, leading to the perfection of all the Noble Eightfold Path factors of right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right living, right effort, right mindfulness and right samadhi, so that you are incapable of any evil whenever you are heedful. Then to maintain this heedfulness or apamada training throughout the day, so that the cultivator can have the condition, the insight into the three universal characteristics of nature to awaken, to realize the insight, knowledges and wisdom needed to liberate the mind, leading to the realization of Nibbana, or cessation of form and mind as taught by the Buddha. So this number four is also very important, especially the first few sentences. With a stable daily mindfulness or awareness, you have to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. This is very important, because this is real heedfulness. If you have the daily mindfulness, that is the first aspect of heedfulness, constantly meditative or ever mindful. Then constantly meditative is constantly cultivating Noble Eightfold Path. So this one you have to reflect and contemplate. What are the right views? What is samadhi? Right view regards to the three spiritual law: Kama Niyama, Citta Niyama and Dhamma Niyama. Then expand on it like what I have shared with you all. Then after that, reflect. From right view, how it will condition your right thought, right speech, right action. We are from the right view, everything falls into place. Without right view, there is no right thought, right speech, right action. The whole Noble Eightfold Path doesn't flow. That's why you need right view. When you have right view, even with regards to the law of karma, you know the importance of karma. Then you know and understand why the Buddha's advice come in such a way. You have to avoid all evil, do good, and purify your mind. That is how you take care of karma. To avoid all evil, you have to keep the precept. Because those who violate the precept are evil people with the three evil roots. That's why you will hold your precept very well. Then you will cultivate wholesomeness. And to cultivate wholesomeness, you have to reflect. What constitutes right thought? Then how to arise the right effort to cultivate the right thought that are still not in you. Similarly for right action, right speech. You have to reflect, contemplate, expand on it. Then when you understand it, only you can cultivate it. Otherwise you can't. So right thought is not just the four type of Brahma Vihara mind state. They always teach you in the book, right thought means you must have metta, loving kindness, yeah? Or karuna, which is compassion, then sympathetic joy, which is what they call mudita. Then the last one is upekha, or equanimity of mind. But these are not the only right thought. These are four Brahma Vihara state, which are part of right thought. But there are a lot of other thoughts that constitute right thought that you must develop. Right thought means thought that are free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Being sincere is a right thought. Being respectful, grateful is right thought. Being generous is also a right thought. That's why there are many ways to develop right thought. Being kind, very pleasant personality. So all of your kind, pleasant and good thought that lead to harmony, lead to understanding, lead to love, lead to bring about joy and all those things. These are right thought. You can give people faith, confidence, settle them down so that they do not have fear. Make them free of fear is all right thought. You can give them faith, confidence, so that they have a good mind, so that they don't create negativity of mind state like fear, worry, and anxiety. So when you give them faith and confidence, you actually help them through right thought. Then reflect on right action. What are right action? The way you act, the way you live your life is very important. From right thought, the right action will all come about. Then you put it into practice, not only at thought level. When I say I have this right thought of generosity, then I do it in action. I act with this understanding. I make offering. I make donation. I try to help people, your own loved one. This is part of the teaching. And the Buddha mentioned it very clearly. As a lay person, you can have four types of happiness. First is the happiness of knowing that you have earned the money in the proper way through right livelihood, right living. So the happiness of possession, that is the first type of joy that you have. Then the second one is the happiness of knowing how to use this wealth that you have acquired properly to help yourself, to help your loved one, and to benefit society, living being, humanity. So this part is generosity, anasana. You can have the means. Why not? You can bring about joy, happiness, and more comfort to people. Help relieve their suffering. Help bring about more wholesomeness to yourself, your loved one, your relative, society, and all. You should do. And this is what right action is all about. From right thought, it surfaces. Then all the other similar example that you can reflect on, contemplate. Then speech also same. From right thought, the right speech will arise. You speak to people in a very gentle and pleasant manner so that your wise demeanor can actually shine forth. And people have confidence in you. People will listen to you. People feel safe when they are with you. And they can have that sense because you are being so sincere, so truthful. And the words that you speak can help them understand many things. And you speak in such a appropriate manner that lead to harmony, lead to understanding, lead to love and joy. And they will be in tears when they understand all this. So when you speak in such a way, with right speech, appropriate, good speeches, it becomes so wonderful. Even the way you express yourself when you answer a phone call, the way you speak, decide whether that person who received your call is happy or not. If you don't know how to express the right speech, I tell you, that guy is not happy, miserable, and they will have a bad day. And this is coming, you know. In future, you receive the friction when people reply to you, you have the same effect. And then you start to complain, why this guy is so rude? It's because in the past you did all this to people. But if you are kind to people, the way you answer call, people will respond positively. That's why a lot of people, they go for this type of training. Office staff, receptionists, they have to go for training. You have to project this type of good communication. Then when they receive phone call from their customer or their client, or what, may I help you? Can I know who is on the line? Are you looking for so and so? And before you end your speech, thank you so much for the information. So when you say all this word, it doesn't cost you anything, but that sincerity, that kind, gentle, and appropriate speech can make people feel very good. Especially when they have a bad day. The moment they pick up the call, they also have very angry voice. They will not speak to you properly. The moment they hold the phone call, who is this? Don't simply call me. You got nothing to do with the business, please don't call. This is very rude. If you can, you should speak gently. But sometimes you have to be careful. Don't be a good-hearted fool. You are now a lot of scam. You go to mall or whatever, they will try to prey on your compassion and kindness. Can I spend some time with you? They are taught, no, all this to approach you. So you become like good-hearted fool. Like, okay, what is it? Then you listen. Actually, they are out to scam you. Sometimes they even trick you with a lot of things. All this can happen because of karmic. So in order to avoid the condition, not to say you don't want to help, you know, this way is not the real help, because they have become like a scam, a good way of making money. There's a lot of people are doing it. So try to avoid all this, no point. You want to do good, go to a lot of other safe places where you can really do the wholesomeness. But if you are cultivating the Dhamma, you don't worry. There's a lot of things that can allow you to do wholesomeness. You don't have to do it on the coffee shop or at the mall. Nowadays, so many of these people approach you, and a lot of them are not genuine. So you have to be careful. Yeah? Okay, a bit more, then we finish. Yeah? Number 5. To diligently develop the understanding of the essential Dhamma as taught by the Buddha. The important essential Dhamma as taught by the Buddha are the 5 mental hindrance, pancha nibbaranas, the 5 spiritual faculty, pancha indriyas, the 3 evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, the 3 right view of kama niyama, citta niyama, and dhamma niyama, the dwelling of paticca samuppada, the 4 noble truth and its 3 turning, the 4 foundation of mindfulness, the 7 factors of enlightenment, or satta, bhujanga, then dana, sila, and bhavana, and the 5 daily contemplation. This is just to help you. I outline all these essential dhamma so that it's easy for you to go through it. All these essential dhamma you need to develop understanding so that it can help you in your cultivation. But they are all interrelated. They spin off from the 4 noble truths. Then, number 6. To silence our mundane mind, to realize the true mind. This is your ultimate intent. So that we are constantly aware within. Because when you silence your mundane mind, there is no chattering, no thought, nothing. Quiet, peaceful. But you can only do that when you have the spiritual faculty. That's why the retreat is a good place to train and develop all this. Then to stabilize this silent mind or meditative mind until the enlightenment factors of paccity, yeah, or tranquility of mind arise. So paccity is the fifth enlightenment factor. First is sati, then dhamma vichaya. Sati is mindfulness, dhamma vichaya is dhamma investigation. Then when you investigate the dhamma, if you stand up to investigation, your faith is strengthened. Then it drives you to cultivate further virya. So the third enlightenment factor is virya. Once you have virya, your sati become very stable. It will drive you to cultivate. Then when sati fall into place, you will experience piti. Piti is the fourth enlightenment factor. Then when piti arises, you continue to relax and silent the mind. Then you experience sukhang. Sukhang is not an enlightenment factor. You will skim through it. Then you continue to relax and silent. The mind becomes very quiet, very still. And that is your true mind, your meditative mind. The Buddha called it paccity. That's why it's tranquility of mind, stillness of mind. From paccity, you stabilize it. It becomes samadhi, the sixth enlightenment factor. Then when you use that, to meditate, to awaken, you develop wisdom. That's how the last factor of enlightenment, equanimity, born of wisdom, will arise. The upeka. So all this is part and parcel of the cultivation. Then after that, to establish a very good religious routine for the cultivator to develop a very stable daily mindfulness. When they revert back to their normal day-to-day cultivation after the 9-day retreat. So this one is what you have to do to prepare yourself so that when you go back to life, you can maintain this mindful state. To be mindful in the midst of life, the daily mindfulness. Yeah, without this, you cannot be heedful. And you cannot be heedful. You are as if dead. So the continuous heedfulness is very important in the midst of life. That's the reason why sati sampajana, daily mindfulness and clear comprehension, you must develop until it's a part of you. Until you are ever mindful, constantly meditative in the midst of life. That's why Dhammapada verse 23 said, the constantly meditative, ever mindful, and steadfast one. You hold on to these two practice, you will realize the born-free Nibbana, which is the enlightenment in the here and the now. Then number 7 is the books to bring. I think Suyan has taken the picture, the photo. I think it will be on our WhatsApp. The Heart Sutta book, the chanting book. They have the normal and the retreat version. Then cultivating the Bodhisattva way. Then the retreat program. Then the last one, which is not typed here, is because that time the book was not out. The 5 aggregates of form and mind. Yeah? So that's it. Then the program, you go back and read through. This program is more or less the same. But it's very comprehensive. It can help you. So with this, we shall end our briefing. We are now open for question and answer. You got any question, you can ask. And you use the mic. Use the mic. Yes.
Good morning, Brother Jill. Yes. Happy Chinese New Year, everybody.
Oh, okay. We are still within the 15 days. Yes.
Yeah.
Happy Chinese New Year. Gong Xi Fa Chai to all.
Yes. I understand our main objective of retreat in Cameron Highlands is to promote the cultivation and better understanding of Buddha Dhamma. And also the kinship between and support fellow Kalyanamitas, Buddhist fellowship.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
you know, if that is the case, we should actually encourage everybody to be on the same bus, you know, because, you know, like last year, Brother Teo, from the beginning,
I know.
Yeah, from the start of the journey, we already have
but a lot of them,
spiritual
I understand, teaching. Yeah, that is one of the reason why we need the bus. But this year is very funny, most of them are not full-time, part-time, so they need to arrange their own transport up. So end up we got only 14 on the bus, and the bus is 44. So to pay for that amount of money is not worth it, understand? So that's why we have to seek alternative. So this year maybe is the only year where we have most people driving up. Yeah. I checked with Sui An and see whether he can get a smaller bus or not. If can, maybe the 14 of us go on the smaller bus, but it will not be cheap, I think. So we see how. If we can have all the 7-seater or 8-seater type of MPV, that one will help. Means 2 MPV will do. Because the rest, they are going out on their own. Yeah, I see your point, yes. Last time we on the bus, we can have this, they call Dhamma Fellowship. Then we share a lot of things on the bus too. Then we travel as a group, it's different. Then we can have our own puja and all those things. Yeah, sadhu. So we see how it goes. Yeah. Our Chingyap is here.
Construction down there.
Yeah.
They have problems of parking. Cannot park outside.
Yeah.
You'll be careful. The weather can find so many cars where to park.
Outside, the construction is outside.
Outside, then because the premix, lorry, U-turn, they occupy the place.
Yeah. Then the bus also cannot go out, I think
so.
Luckily. So this year also so happened, no need bus. Otherwise, we got problem. So what about inside? I think allow. Yeah, correct. But we have to actually park in such order that we try not to move the car, so that we don't worry about like parking back to back and all those things. So we see how many car, then we try to talk to the abbot, Tangjia, so that we can park it nicely. It's not much space, I know, but we have to really try very hard because they have already built the 2 stupa. So the stupa also take out quite a bit of space. So we see how. maybe you have to resolve that, the parking. Thank you. Chingyap just went up. That's why every year the retreat is the same but condition different. That's why you see how the world is. The world is not what you think. Oh, every year do the same thing. No. Condition will change. Condition will evolve. And it's always for the better. This is what Dhamma is. That's why I say Dhamma is not rigid. Dhamma is evolving. It's life itself. Life itself is where the Dhamma is. Ren qian fo fa. Understand not? Dhamma in life. If it cannot help you to live life, understand life, that is not the living Dhamma. Living Dhamma is not rigid, not theory, understand? Everything you talk, Four Noble Truths, Tan Chen Chi, Greed, Hatred, Delusion, these are all theory. But when you go into life, you must know how to apply the Four Noble Truths. The first noble truth of dukkha is not just the 8 condition. If you don't understand, you cannot expand it, then you cannot relate to life. That's why you quote the text. The younger generation don't like. Because when you talk about the first noble truth of dukkha, what you tell them, the first 4, they don't like to listen. Birth, old age, sickness and death. Before I even grow up, you tell me the problem. you tell me death. You tell me growing old, aging, then disease and all these things. That's why they don't want to listen to you. But if you teach them in a different way related to life, you say when you are born into this world, most people think that there is a lot of joy, there's a lot of happiness. But when there is complication during birth, so birth is not really what you think. Yeah, everybody look forward to be the father, or to be the grandparent. Then they also look forward to the new moon, the full moon. Then look forward to naming the child and all those things. But what happens if there is complication? And the worst is the doctor come out and tell you, you have a dilemma. Who you want me to save? The child or the mother? I tell you, it can be very traumatic if you don't have the dhamma. You can tell the doctor, I want to save both. He said, you got no choice. You only have one. Which one you want? It can be very traumatic. And there are a lot of other things. Then when you relate to them, old age, disease and death, you don't say it's disease. You have to explain to them. You say health problem. Ah, they can relate. Oh, health problem, he know. Because he also went through with all this health issue. But you can get sick. He is not going to listen to you. Then you tell him if it's related to your health. Then death means separation from your loved one. And then they look at it differently. It's not only you die. Because the last thing to talk about is death. But this is a reality, you tell them. We have to face this reality. We don't say die, we say separation. And separation can happen in many ways. Nowadays, you see the one that died in the Penang accident, the bridge. He's so young, he just died like that. Then a few days back, Suyan told me one of our classmates just passed away like that. Pancreatic cancer. And there are a lot of death. And we see them almost every day. The killing and all those things. Then nature's disaster can lead to death if you are not careful. That's why you have to be heedful, mindful, drive carefully. Don't just because of excitement, adventurous, you go and try all those funny things, speed here and there, thinking that there is joy, there is fun. But you never consider your family, your parents, they will be the one that is afflicted and affected if anything were to happen to you. So if you have the Dhamma, the understanding, you will consider all this and you try to avoid any of this possibility. Of course, if you have your ambition, you want to do it with proper understanding. You don't go and like through your own stupidity or heedlessness just because of excitement, you go and try all these things. Certain things you cannot try, like drug. How can you try? You can't. Then certain type of very dangerous activity is not worthwhile to take the risk. That's why when I think back during the university day, because we cannot afford proper car, we drive motorbike, you remember? We were so careful. It is so dangerous to drive motorbike. Well, I know. The car, if they have a choice, they would rather bang into you than to have a direct hit with the other vehicle coming, especially big vehicle, lorry. So there was one incident after the first year holiday, university break, third term. They asked me to join them and drive motorbike from KL all the way back to Alostar. I say, crazy, you all go ahead, I don't want. You know, it's crazy. And Honda Cup 65, you know. Aiyo. And that journey is, I think, 18 hours, you know. And on a motorbike, you know, I tell you. And last time, federal, no north-south link, you know. One lane up, one lane down, and a lot of commercial vehicle, lorry, and all those things. It's madness. That's why I say, no, you all go ahead. And luckily, nothing happened to those few guys. So a lot of things you have to be tactful. Don't just because of excitement or what, you get yourself into unnecessary risk. Because you don't know what the condition will be like. So this is the part where the Dhamma really come into play. Then you look back into life, it's the same. Our society is evolving. Everything is evolving. And we are being so blessed, if you understand. We are like I always say, we are in the golden age. Use the mic. Use the mic.
Because now construction at the site.
A lot of dust.
The dust out there. And then if you think your nose, running nose, whatever thing, please bring your own mask.
So
it's entirely different from last time.
That's why Bangkok last time also, recently also have the pollution thing. But the air is relatively much more cleaner. But because of construction, you have sensitive nose or what, you bring your mask. But in the meditation hall, no problem. This year, if you use the incense, make sure the incense is not the one that can trigger off sneezing and other things. Don't buy those too strong type of incense. A normal incense will do. The one that we usually use. Okay, any other question? Otherwise, we can wrap it up. I think we also have to go to client where Susan is having an invitation for us to be there for lunch, then drop by the house for a short sharing. Okay, any question? Don't have, huh? Okay, we thank you for coming. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Jinhao, I heard you are driving out, So you come and fetch me and my wife, then we bring the thing up. Not that easy. I don't have to trouble other people to help bring up my things. Madam Ho, I think Sui An has arranged with Joseph to try to fetch you on Monday. Sadhu.